All right, folks, we're going to get started on dealing with the TeamTalk app for mobile phones. I am underneath the understanding that it works on Android and iDevices both. Go to the Apple App Store or Google Play. Download the app called TeamTalk. It's TEAMTALK. I have done it both ways in the search with Team Talk with a space in the middle. TEAM space TALK. After you have downloaded the Team Talk app to your device, open the app. I am using an iPhone, and actually it's an iPhone 7. So I'm going to ask Siri to open the Team Talk app for me. Open Team Talk.
Team Talk.
In the top left corner, right below your status bar for your signal strength for your cell service, you'll find Preferences.
Preferences.
You swipe to the right.
Server list. Heading.
This is a service list. This is where you'll find the different organizations or Team Talk clients that you belong to, such as TAF, Out of Sight, GGM, and other places you may be interested in. Those need to be set up, however. The app comes default with public places that you can go to. I'll go through those quickly so you can see what it looks like.
Add button.
You'll find an add button
add
here when you swipe. This is where you would double tap to open that up in order to put the information for the server you want to go to, or the server you want to set up. Swipe again.
Team Talk 5 official server, UK, TT5EU, Bearware, DK, button.
These are all public servers. And there's several of them here. You can double tap on any of these and open up and you'll be taken into their number one room. And if there's somebody in there, you could talk to them. There's one for UK, there's one for the US, there's one for the Russians, and several more. What we want to do here is go back to the add button. We're going to open that up and we're going to put in the information for Out of Sight. So go to the top left corner of the screen, right below your status line for your cell service, and find
public server. Preferences button.
Find preferences.
Access preferences.
And then swipe to the right one time.
Server list.
Swipe again.
Add button.
There's the add button.
Add we new are, server entry.
We are now going to add Out of Sight to this list. I'm going to double tap on the add button.
Add server entry, server list, back button.
Top left corner right below your status, cell status.
Server list, back button.
It's the servers list back button. We're going to swipe to the right.
Server entry, heading.
We're now going to enter a server information, such as Out of Sight. Swipe again.
Save button.
Here's the save button. We haven't done anything to save yet, though. Let's swipe again.
Server list entry. Heading.
Server list entry. Swipe again.
Name.
It says name. Swipe again.
Type text here. Text field.
Double tap here.
To edit.
We're going to double tap here to edit this field. This is the server name.
Text field. Is editing. Type text here. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
This is where you're going to type in Out of Sight. And you're going to type it in with a cap O on out dash cap O on of, dash, cap S on site. I'll do that now.
Cap O. Cap O. U. U. T. T. More. Numbers. Hyphen. Hyphen.
Go back to letters.
More. Letters.
Type of OF with a cap O.
Cap O. Cap O. F. F.
Go back to numbers.
More. Numbers. Hyphen. Hyphen. Of.
Go back to letters.
More. Letters.
The word site with a cap S.
Cap S. Cap S.
I.
I. I.
G.
G. G.
H.
H. H.
T.
T. T.
We're going to go to top left corner again and touch right below the status line.
Server list.
And swipe back over to the server name and check it.
Server and save. Server list name. Save. Text field. Is editing. Out of sight. Character mode.
I'm on character mode. I'm going to swipe down one finger to verify I put the information in correctly.
Cap O.
Cap O.
U. T. Hyphen. Cap O.
Cap O on of.
F. Hyphen. Cap S.
Cap S on site.
I. G. H. T. Tango.
That is correct. I'm going to swipe to the right and find the next edit box.
Connection. Heading. Host address.
Host address. Swipe again.
Type text here. Text field.
I'm going to double tap to edit.
Insertion point at end.
We're going to type in the service address for out of sight. This is all lowercase. It's tthub.org. So let's put that in.
T. T.
T.
T. H.
H.
U.
U.
B.
B.
Period. Period. O. O.
O.
R.
R.
G. G.
G. Okay. That is T T H U B dot O-R-G. That is the server address for out of sight. Go back to the top left corner right below the status bar.
Server list.
I must keep back swiping button. Till I
server
find it.
Save. Server name. Out of connection. Host address. Text field. Is editing. Thub.org. Character mode. Insertion point at end. Insertion
I'm going to swipe down
start.
One finger and verify I did it correctly. Two T's.
T. T. Tank H. U. B. Period. O. R. G. Golf.
That is correct. I'm going to swipe to the right now.
TCP port.
TCP port.
10,333. Text field.
This port
Double
here.
To edit.
This particular port here is wrong for out of sight. And we have two ports. And the port number for out of sight is simply 10,000. That's a one with four zeros. We're going to double tap on this edit field.
Insertion point at end.
And I'm going to go over here to delete. It's the lower right corner of your screen. Delete.
Delete. Three.
Delete.
Three.
Take them all out.
Three. Zero. One.
You could double tap and hold, and I believe it'll erase the whole line, but I prefer to do it one letter at a time. It's up to you how you want to do yours. I'm now going to go into my numbers mode. So I'm going to do one.
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 One. Zero.
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 Four zeros. Let's go back to the top left corner.
Server list.
Keep swiping until we get to the first port number.
Connect post the UD text field is editing 10,000 character mode insertion point at end.
You can verify that with running your finger up and down the screen if you're in character mode to make sure that is correct. I'm gonna swipe again.
UDP port.
UDP port. This is the same as the other port. Swipe again.
10,333. Text.
I'm gonna double tap here.
Double tap insertion point at end.
Lower right corner. Delete. I'm gonna delete this whole line.
9. Delete. 3. 3. 3. 0. 1.
I just prefer to do it that way. Now I'm going to put 10,000 in here.
1. 1. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0.
1 with 4 zeros, 10,000. I'm going to go back to the top left corner of the screen.
Server list.
Server back list. Button. Just keep swiping until I get past the ports.
Server say serp name out of connect post the TC 10,000 UD text authentication. Tech UDP port. Text field is editing 10,000 character mode insertion point.
You can verify this by swiping up and down the screen with one finger that you have your ports numbers correct. Swipe again.
Authentication heading.
Authentication. I can't even pronounce that word. Too big for me. Swipe again.
Username.
Username.
Type text here. Text field.
Here's the edit box for the username.
Double tap to edit.
I'm going to double tap this box.
Insertion point at end.
And here you put in your username you sign up with out of sight. In my case, it's Mark Due. For example, in Debbie's case, it would be Debbie Chatfield. It cannot be your nickname. It's going to be your real name here. So, I'm going to do that now. I'm going to do a cap M.
Cap M.
M.
Cap M. A.
A.
A. R.
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 K.
K. Space.
Space.
Mark.
Cap D.
Cap D. E. E. W. W.
Go back to top left corner of the screen. The server list and keep swiping to the right till we get to your name.
Save. Serp name. Auto. Connect. Post. The. T's. 10,000. UD. 10,000. Authentication. Username. Text field. Is editing. Mark Due. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
If you're in character mode, you can use your finger to swipe up and down the screen to read it letter by letter to see that you put the information in correctly. Swipe again.
Password.
This is your password. Swipe again.
Type text here. Secure text field.
I'm going to double tap to open up this
double
edit field.
Double tap to edit. Insertion point at end.
Now I'm going to put in my password. Okay, I put in my password. I didn't want to share my password with anybody. The password's in there. I'm going to top left corner of the screen.
Server list.
The server back list button. Again. I'm going to swipe way over again to find the password edit box.
Server, say, server, name, out of, connect, post, the, T's, 10,000, UD, 10,000, authentication, username, Mark Due, password, good. Secure text field, is editing, 8 characters, character mode, password, secure text field, is editing, 8 characters, character mode, insertion so that, point at end.
So it only tells me that it's 8 characters for my password, okay, which helps you a little bit. It wouldn't do you no good to verify it with the swiping your finger up and down the screen because it won't, you know, won't read them anyway. You're going to swipe again.
Join channel. Heading.
And this is where you can join the channel. But I want you to continue to swipe.
Channel. Type text here. Text field.
Now,
double tap to edit.
A channel is a room. On our site for years, we called the donut shop, the front porch. These things were rooms. The Team Talk client calls them channels. It wants a channel name here. And we're going to give it the number one room, which is called Lounge. Double tap to open up the edit field.
Insertion point at end.
You're going to do it cap L.
Shift. Selected. Cap L. Cap L. O. U.
U.
Uniform. U. N.
N.
N. G.
G.
G. E.
Lounge. Now, go to the top left corner of the screen.
Server list.
Server
back
list.
Button.
You could swipe way over to the right to get to Lounge. And if you're in character mode, you can use your finger to up and down to read the text that you put it in correctly. All the information is now entered. We want to save this, so we're going to swipe. We're at the top left corner.
Server list.
At server
back
list.
Button.
We're going to swipe now.
Server entry. Heading.
Server entry. Swipe again.
Save.
To save.
Button.
This is going to save this information. I'm going to do that now. Double tap on save.
Save. Server list.
Okay, now we're back to the server list. Like just starting up the app. And if you top left corner.
Preferences. Button.
Says preferences. Swipe to the right. You got server list. Swipe again.
Add button.
You got your add button. This is where you would
add
go to add a
entry.
New server. Somebody that you may join later on. Swipe again.
Out of sight. Thub.org.
Here it button. Shows out of sight.
Actions available.
Swipe again.
Private server. Image.
Out of sight is a
actions
private
available.
Server. Swipe again.
Connect. Button.
This is where you double tap.
Actions available.
This is where you double tap to connect. But there's a couple things I want to set first before you do that. Swipe back or go to top left corner below your cell status and find preferences again.
Private auto add server list preferences button.
Double tap on that.
Act preference server list back button.
Now we got some things in here I want to set up. So swipe to the right.
General heading.
This is the general section. Swipe to the right.
Nickname. Name displayed in channel list.
Nickname. Swipe again.
Noname. Text field.
If you don't fill this
double
out
to edit.
Here, you'll come on the client into the lounge room with no nickname and you'll be called no name. You must have a nickname. So here you're going to double tap and open up the edit field.
Text field is editing. No name.
Lower
insertion
right corner is your delete key.
Delete.
Delete that out.
E. M. A. N. O. Cap N.
I did it one letter at a time. If you double tap and hold, I think it'll erase the whole thing. That's just my way of doing things. So I'm going to type in here, piano star.
Selected. Shift. Triple tap to enter caps lock. Act cap P.
P.
Cap P. I.
I.
I. A.
A.
A. N.
N.
N. O.
O.
O. Space.
Space.
Space. Piano.
Star with a cap S.
More. Numbers. Shift. Selected. Cap S. Cap S.
S.
T.
T.
A.
A.
R.
That's my nickname. Top left corner.
Server list.
Go back to server list. Swipe to the right.
General. Heading. Nickname.
Swipe.
Name displayed in channel list.
Swipe.
Text field. Is editing. Piano star. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
If you're in character mode, you can use your finger to swipe up and down the screen to verify you put the information in correctly. Swipe again.
Push to talk lock. Double tap to lock TX. Switch button. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
You leave that off. Now, I'm going to go through these ones and find the ones that I would like for you to change. And there's various reasons for that. A lot of these I'm going to skip over because there's a whole list of these things in here. And most of these are not important until later you get used to the app and you decide you want things certain. You want things in a certain way for yourself. So I'm going to swipe to them slowly, but I'm not going to comment on them until I get to one that I want to comment on. And this is these are the ones I like for you to change or check or whatever. So here we go.
Return sends message. Pressing return key sends text message. Switch button on. Display heading.
We're in display category now.
Proximity sensor. Turn off screen when holding phone near ear. Switch button off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Swipe.
Show text messages instantly. Pop up text message when new messages are received. Switch button on.
Swipe.
Maximum text length. Limit length of names in channel list to 25 characters.
Now this one's important. We have some rooms that say things like Donut Shop, sponsored by Rod Hersey, or Games for You, sponsored by The Blind Perspective. The characters here, the default is
short maximum text length. Limit length of names in channel list to 25 characters.
It's 25 characters. And in a lot of the rooms, that's fine. But some rooms, it's not. For example, it'll read something like Donut Shop Spot. It doesn't get sponsored in. So if you want to see the entire line, you'll want to see more characters. Swipe again.
Decrement. Button.
Decrement means we're going to lower that number. Swipe again.
Increment. Button.
Increment, we're going to raise that number. So I'm going to tap.
Increment. Increment.
Tap.
Increment. Increment. Increment.
Keep tapping.
Increment. 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 Increment.
Swipe back two spaces, or swipe back twice.
Decrement. Maximum text length. Limit length of names in channel list to 34 characters.
I'm at 34 now. I set mine at 50, so I'm going to go back over to the increase.
Decrement. Increment.
The increment.
Button.
And I'm going to hit that about 16 times to get it to 50.
Maximum text length. Increment. Button. Increment. 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 Increment.
That's good enough. I'm going to swipe back twice to see what it's at.
Decrement. Maximum text length. Limit length of names in channel list to 43 characters.
That's good enough for this demonstration, but I set mine at 50, folks, and that's up to you. You can leave it 25, you can change it, but I like to hear the whole line that pertains to a room. Keep swiping.
Decrement. Button.
Swipe again.
Increment. Show public servers. Show public servers in server list. Switch button. On.
Now, this says
double
show public
to
list.
Setting.
You remember when we first started up, you had all these public, the US, UK, Russian, and all this kind of stuff? We can turn this off. So when you launch the app, it won't show these public servers anymore. If you're not interested in fooling around with the public servers, we can fix this where that doesn't show on that screen. It'll only show servers that you've signed up for.
Incrempt. Show public servers. Show public servers in server list. Switch button. On.
We want that off.
Double tap to toggle setting.
We're going
to
double tap.
Double tap to toggle setting. Off.
Now the server, public servers, will not be shown anymore. Swipe again.
Show usernames. Show usernames instead of nicknames. Switch button. Off.
Now you can
double
change
tap
this.
To toggle setting.
When you're in the app, you can change this to if you want to see nicknames or person's real name. And that's up to you as an individual how you want to set up your application. Swipe again.
Sound system. Heading.
We're in the sound system. Swipe again.
Master volume. 50%. Default.
Master volume's at 50%.
50%. Adjustable. 60%. 70%.
I've been turning it up at 100%.
80%.
You swipe again. And it's,
Master volume, 80%.
Master volume is at 80%. Swipe again and then swipe up the screen or swipe down to change it. Swipe.
80%.
Now swipe up the screen.
90%.
Or swipe down. I've been setting it in the very beginning when I set things up, I've been setting this at 100.
100%.
Swipe again.
Media file volume. Media file versus voice volume.
Medium volume, when somebody's playing an MP3 or something thereof, something like that, you can adjust the volume for that. Swipe again. Use your finger to swipe up and down the screen to change that.
100%. Adjustable.
That's already at 100%.
Swipe
leave it there.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Swipe again.
Microphone gain. 50%. Default.
Microphone gain. That's at 50%. That's the default, and for most people, that's okay. But if somebody says, man, you're just too low all the time, go into preferences, find this particular setting, swipe again.
50%. Adjustable.
Use
swipe
your
up
finger.
Or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Use your finger to swipe up and down to change it. I'm going to go ahead, because I'm here, I'm going to set it at 70%. I'm going to swipe up.
60%,
70%. Again, 70%. Swipe again.
Voice activation level. Voice activation level. Disabled.
Voice activation level. Disabled. You want to keep that time being. You don't, we don't. Voice activation is something that we just are not encouraging. Keep that off. Swipe again.
100%. Adjustable.
Leave that at 100%. Swipe again.
Swipe speaker output. Use iPhone speaker instead of earpiece. Switch button. Off.
This
double
one,
tap to toggle
this
setting.
This one, folks, is very important. You want this on.
On. One speaker output. Use iPhone speaker instead of earpiece. Switch button. On.
If you don't
double
turn
tap
this
to
on,
toggle setting.
When you go into the rooms, your volume on your iPhone speaker, it's not going to be loud enough. So you want to switch this on. This is probably one of the most important changes that you can make here. If you're going to use a headset, that's something different. Swipe again.
Headset TX toggle. Toggle voice transmission using headset. Switch button. On.
This means
double tap to toggle setting.
This means if you got a headset, it's got a switch on it, like making a phone call. You can use this to push that to talk, and it'll work. And it is already on. You want to leave that on.
Voice pre-processing. Use echo cancellation and automatic gain control. Switch button. Off.
This one, folks, you want...
Double tap toggle setting. Headset. Voice pre-processing. Use echo cancellation and automatic gain control. Switch button. off.
You want this one off.
Double tap to toggle setting.
If yours is on, turn it off. Swipe again.
Sound events. Heading.
Now we got sound events.
Server connection lost. Play sound when connection is dropped.
Now
switch
we're,
button.
We're pretty,
on.
We're pretty much done as
double
far as...
Double tap to toggle setting.
We're pretty much done as far as tutorial goes. The rest of these things are individual things that you may or may not change later once you understand the app. There's things you could turn on and off here. You want to hear text messages come in? You don't want to hear them. Do you want to tone when somebody sends a text message, or you don't want to tone? A whole load of these things. And it's up to you to swipe.
Voice transmission toggled. Play sound when voice transmission is toggled. Switch button. On. Private text message. Play sound when private text message is received. Switch button. On.
This is all up to you.
Double
so I'm
tap
not,
to toggle setting.
I'm not going to go through all these because there's really no point, and you'll figure them out as you learn. As you learn what the app's capable of doing for you. There is no save button here. Simply exit this menu and it automatically saves this stuff in preferences. Go to the top left corner below your cell status.
Server list. Sounds server list.
You want servers
back
list.
Button.
And that's a back button, so double tap on that.
Server list. Preferences. Button.
Now swipe over to
access
connect for out of sight and double tap. Swipe.
Server list. Heading.
Server list.
Add. Button.
Add button. That's we're going to add a
new
server later
entry.
On someday. Swipe again.
Out of sight.
Out of sight.
Dot
swipe.
Org. Private server.
It's private
image.
Server. Swipe.
Connect. Button.
Connect. Swipe.
Connect. Button.
See, it doesn't go to publics
actions
now.
Actions available.
There is no publics. Public servers do not show anymore because we turn that off in preferences, okay? We're on the connect button, and let's see what happens.
Alert. iTeam Talk would like to access the microphone.
iTeam Talk is going to ask you, it wants it to access the microphone. Naturally, you're going to answer yes, that's a swipe to okay or yes.
Microphone access at iTeam Talk with microphone. Okay. Button. Okay. iTeam Talk.
Okay.
Disconnect. Button.
We are now in the lounge. It's working. Now I'm going to find out if there's anybody in here. Let me go. At the very bottom of the screen, you got three tabs.
Preferences. Tab. 3 of 3. Messages. Tab. Selector. Transmit. View. Transmit button. Toggle to enable slash
there's a transmit button here. I'm going to double tap on it.
Stop transmit.
Hello, this is Piano Bar. Who's in the room right here?
Transmit.
Can you hear me, Mark? Jerry Hogan?
Stop transmit.
I can. Yes, I can hear you, Jerry.
Join the
I'm actually doing a tutorial how to set this up. So you get to be part of the show. What do you think?
Transmit.
Yeah, you hear me all right, man, I guess.
Stop transmit.
Absolutely, Jerry. It sounds, you sound good. The volume level's great. Volume's terrific. Quality's excellent. No problem.
Transmit.
First time I was in, so, it's all new. So I'm going to jump off for a second and come back in and see if I come right on. So bear with me.
Transmit button.
Okay, Jerry, you might listen to that tutorial. You might listen to that tutorial when I get it set up there. Might be a couple little things there you may want to change. But you're sounding great. You take care of yourself. Catch you later. And ladies and gentlemen, that is it. It's a piece of cake and nothing to it. If you have any issues and you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is J, as in Jack, M as in Mike, K as in Kilo, E as in Everett, Y as Young, B as in Bravo, D as in David, 1 at charter.net. Send me an email, and either I can call you by phone or meet into a room on our old system, and I'd be more than willing to give you a helping hand to help you get your iPhone or your iDevice up and running. You folks have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to our tutorial on the TeamTalk app for the iDevice. Y'all take care.